Life Audio. Thank you for joining us for Sound Reasoning with Christian apologist and minister Perseus Poku of Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's program will educate, train, and empower you to defend your Christian faith with confidence. Perseus has his bachelor's in history and a master's degree in apologetics. We hope you enjoy this time of equipping so that you can answer questions to defend your Christian faith effectively. Now here's Perseus Poku on Sound Reasoning.
Welcome to Sound Reasoning. I'm your host, Perseus Poku. On today's episode, I wanted to talk about the privileged planet. The privileged planet. And after a word from our sponsors, we'll get started on the topic today.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
As we go about our daily lives and as we encounter different philosophies and ideologies, we must look at reality, the way that it really is, in terms of people's views and people's worldviews as it relates to life, as it relates to our existence, as it relates to our mission, which is to go ye therefore and preach to all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever he's commanded us, and he's promised that he'll be with us always, even until the end of the world. And so when we look at our mission, it's very important that we as Christians, we understand what God has given us and the blessings that come along with knowing the invisible God. And he wants us to look at life from his paradigm, from a Bible-centered paradigm. But yet, there are many in this world who dare to try to erase the existence of God, who dare to argue that God is no longer needed in our lives. And we as believers, we can't allow our lights to be hidden under a bushel. We can't allow these pessimists, these humanists, these atheists, these agnostics to deter us from our mission, for we have the truth. And as we said before, truth is telling something like it is, or that which correspond to its object. And we that have the serum for sin, we must administer it. We must do what God has told us to do, which is to share it. For there are many people that are confused in this world about how we got here and why we are here. So in this episode, I wanted to just talk for a few minutes about the privileged planet. And as we talk about the privileged planet, I'm referring to how God, out of his benevolence, God, out of his omniscience, his ability to know all things at once, his ability of foreknowledge to know what to do and how to do it, because he's God. And because he's God, he's placed everything in its proper order. everything in its proper order. We're not here by accident. We're here through intentionality. We're not here because chemicals came together and created humanity by accident, by chance. That is more mythological than any fiction you could write. We're here because God fine-tuned this universe just for you and I. It is perfectly created for us to live and to live dynamically and to live successfully. When we look at nature, we learn some things about our existence and how God fine-tuned it just for you and I. He fine-tuned the universe. Similar to, for those of you that are old enough, and we would turn the dial on the radio to find a station, you can only access the station if you fine-tune the radio so you can hear the station that you preferred. It had to be on the specific dial. It couldn't be on another dial. It had to be on that specific dial. It was fine-tuned. You had to go to those call numbers. You have to connect to the actual station in order to hear whatever it is that you wanted to hear. But God loves us so much that he placed us in our proper element. The conditions of this earth, as well as the universe, is properly situated for our existence. You don't have to be a scientist to realize that everything is in its proper order and suited for us to live. When we do things in according to his order, we prosper. When we do things that's counter to his will, we don't prosper. So if you all remember Psalms 115, verse 15, it says, "May you be blessed. Be blessed of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Again, may you be blessed of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So this universe, as I just stated before, is fine-tuned. It's fine-tuned. And so I wanted to just share a few nuggets from apologist J. Warner Wallace. And number one, he says that the laws of nature work harmoniously to allow us to live. And that's true. Scientists will tell you that this environment that we live in, the situation that Earth is in terms of position, gravitational forces along with other physical constants are perfect for our existence. Number two, these laws are guided by someone, meaning that the laws of nature. I know there are those that are against the supernatural, and they claim there's no God, and they see all of these constants, and they conclude that we get all of these constants came about through accident, and that's not true. The laws are guided by someone. The laws of thermodynamics, the law of gravity, you name it, is guided, is specific, is right where it needs to be. If it wasn't exactly the way that it should be, we wouldn't be able to survive. The universe is fine-tuned. The designs are so complex that it does require an intelligent designer. And that intelligent designer is our God. Then God is not only the fine-tuner, but when we look at the complexities of nature, that by itself tells us that someone that's complex created nature, someone that's more knowledgeable, right? You don't look at your smartphone and claim that it just got here. You don't look at your smartphone and tell yourself these parts just put themselves together. The smartphone is complex. Even if you have the old-fashioned watches with the gears, and that's what William Paley a long time ago was trying to argue, that if you look at a watch and you see the gears and you see all of the parts put together and the systems that's inside the watch, you don't say to yourself, the watch put itself together. So when we look at nature, nature is more complex than that watch. Again, nature is more complex than that watch. So when we look at life, let's not take for granted that God created everything positionally just for us. Think about it. He created everything positionally just for us. And we ought to be grateful that we serve a God who cares so much about us that he created the perfect climate, the perfect moon, the perfect sun, the perfect air just for us to exist. Let us take a break to recognize our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
This is a privileged planet, which was created just for you and I. A perfect planet. Again, think about it. We have the fish and sea animals who can only exist in the elements that they're in. You have animals that can only survive in their certain climates and certain habitat. We have photosynthesis. Many of you remember that from elementary school. Our sun, as an example, is the right color. If it was, for example, any redder or any bluer, the photosynthetic response would be different, which means the plants wouldn't be able to harvest the things that it needs to harvest in order to give out what it needs to give out. Photosynthesis is important for you and I, especially those that have a certain diet. So God has perfectly created nature the way that he wants to create it so we can survive. So when we look at photosynthesis, it is the process in which green plants use sunlight to make their own food. Photosynthesis is necessary for life on Earth. Without it, there will be no green plants. Without it, without green plants, there will be no animals. Photosynthesis requires sunlight, chlorophyll, water, and carbon dioxide gas. Chlorophyll is a substance in all green plants, especially in the leaves. Plants take in water from the soil and carbon dioxide from the air. So again, God created all this so we could survive, so we could survive. Then when we look at the cosmos, remember Psalms 8, verses 3 through 4? It says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him? And the son of man that you care for him. So electromagnetic and gravitational forces are finally tuned so the right kind of star can be made. Hallelujah. We serve a God who knows what he's doing, and we serve a God who considers all things, and he doesn't need any help. God created all things, and even things we haven't even thought about, he had already accounted for them. The Earth's distance from the sun is crucial for a stable water cycle. Have you ever even thought about that? The Earth's distance from the sun is crucial for a stable water cycle. Too far away and most water would freeze. Too close and most water would boil. Think about that. God created that just for you and I, so that we will be in the perfect, privileged planet so we could survive. Again, the Earth's distance from the sun is crucial for a stable water cycle. Too far away and most water would freeze. Too close and most water would boil. So God knew exactly what he was doing. Now, when we look at the sun, our sun is also the right mass, meaning the right size. If it was larger, its brightness would change too quickly, and there would be too much high energy radiation. If it was smaller, the range of planetary distances are able to support life would be so close to the star that tidal forces would disrupt the planet's rotational period. UV radiation would be inadequate for photosynthesis. So again, if it was any smaller, the range of planetary distances able to support life would be so close to the star that tidal forces would disrupt the planet's rotational period, which means UV radiation would be inadequate for photosynthesis. Again, perfectly made for you and I, this privileged planet. Then, in terms of the Earth's position, its ability to rotate on its axis. The Earth's gravity axis tilt, the rotational period, the magnetic field, the crust thickness, as well as oxygen and nitrogen, and the ratio of carbon dioxide, water vapor, and ozone levels are just right for you and I. Just right. Because our God had us in mind, and he created all things perfectly. So God has placed everything in its proper order for you and I, that we may live and be able to live, and that we may give him credit for all that he's done. Our God, he did this for us. And then in terms of the privileged planet, because everything is in order, I want to transition to this. It's not just nature that needs to be in order. Mankind needs to be in order. When Adam sinned, it created a disturbance as it relates to the standard of humanity, meaning that we became less than what God intended us to become because sin had factored in to the equation. So in Christ, what was lost through the garden has not been restored. Hallelujah. Again, what was lost in the garden has now been restored through Jesus Christ. And we must be happy about that. The concept of order. Man is out of order. How many children do you know grow up without fathers because the father has abandoned the family? How many mothers, have done all they can to raise up a family without the father? How many men do you know can work, are able to work, but refuse to work, whereas God created man to work? How many men do we know are confused about their positions in life? God created us not to be confused, but to know who we are, that we are made in his image, and that everything should be in its proper order. But the chaos we find in our societies starts with man. Man is out of order. And when man is out of order, everything else becomes chaotic. When man is out of order, our salvation does not come through any Democratic Party. It doesn't come through any Republican Party. It doesn't come through any Independent Party. It doesn't come through any Progressive or Conservative Party. Our salvation comes through Jesus Christ alone. And if we follow the precepts of Jesus the Christ, our neighborhood would be a lot better. Because God doesn't start on the outside. God starts on the inside. He circumcises the heart. And once the heart's been circumcised, then the mind gets transformed. And when the mind is transformed, then behavior follows. Behavior that results in righteousness ensues. So we must be back or come back through Christ to the way that God intended for man to be. And the same thing with womanhood. God not only wants the man to be in order, but he wants women to be in order. And we must learn, all of us, to get back to our proper place, to get back to the design that God had for us. And all the gifts that God has blessed our ladies with, that need to be exercised. All of the wisdom that comes from those that are saved, that are women, it needs to be pronounced. All of the work that women have done over the years for God needs to be recognized. So there's a place, there's ministries, there's work to be done. And all of us, men and women, we need to stand up and tell people that God has placed everything in its proper order. Marriage, as an example, is purposeful. Marriage, it should be commended. But because many of us are out of order, we're talking about a privileged planet. And the privileged planet is in order. But mankind seem to be out of order. So if we're married, we must build the relationship from the manual that the creator of marriage composed. The principles of a successful marriage are traced to biblical principles. If we follow the principles, if we would follow the principles, our marriages would be a lot healthy. Then single Christians are out of order. There are many, many, many single Christians who are desiring to be married, but yet to find contentment in their singlehood. If you're not content in your singlehood, you won't be content when you get married. And when I say content, I'm talking about having a healthy relationship with Jesus Christ, even when you're single, until he blesses you with someone, or if God wants you to be with someone. We must be content with Jesus in singleness, in marriage. No other person can make you spiritual. No other person can make you righteous. No other person can be your joy outside of Jesus Christ. So if we learn to love Jesus, if we learn to draw closer to him, things will change for the better. If we learn how to stick with Jesus the Christ, things would change for the better. So God created everything to have its proper place, proper order. Before the fall, man even was able to get along with the created animals. But since the fall, we now have a contentious relationship because sin brings about disorder, but God brings about true order. God created everything for our benefit, and he desires to have a loving relationship with us. And when we look at nature, when we look at the universe, we see God's handiwork all over it. So let's thank God when we are able to feel the sun. Let's thank God when we're able to drink his water. Let's thank God when we are able to eat his food. And all of that works with our biology, along with the soul, which is the invisible part of our makeup, which animates the food that we eat or excites the food that we eat. And we're able to consume it, live, and keep reproducing for his glory. Well, this concludes our little talk about the privileged planet. I pray that you learned something in today's episode. May God continue to bless you in your ministry, and may he continue to empower you to fulfill the work that he has for you. Continue to pray for us, and please consider becoming a monthly supporter of this ministry. May God continue to bless you, and please do for the truth what so many people do for a lie. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Sound Reasoning with apologist and minister Perseus Poku from Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's lesson has equipped you to share and defend your Christian faith with boldness. Sound Reasoning Ministries offers training in apologetics, biblical studies, and systematic theology. Join in on discussions on Facebook at Sound Reasoning Ministries. For more information about the ministry, to send an email, ask a question, or support the ministry, visit online at srministries.org. That's srministries.org. Listen again next week at this same time. And remember, Titus 1:9 says, "Hold firm to the trustworthy message as has been taught, so that you can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it." Sound Reasoning Ministries, srministries.org.
And as always, we would like to thank our friends at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this broadcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com...
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.